Hello, this is Corey Whittison, and welcome to my second podcast, reviewing the book Rock, Brock, and the Savings Shock by Sheila Bair. This colorful book, illustrated by Barry Gott, focuses on two important math aspects of our everyday lives, money and the act of doubling. This book follows a pair of twin brothers, Rock and Brock, who are very different. Rock is neat, likes eating vegetables, and has an affinity for spending his money as soon as he earns it. Brock, on the other hand, who is messy and eats junk food all day, enjoys saving his money. One afternoon, their grandfather gives them an interesting deal. Over a 10-week period, their grandfather, Gramps, says that he will pay them each Saturday. Their allowance will start at $1. If Rock or Brock chose to spend their money, that grandson would start over again the next week and be paid $1. However, if either grandson chose to save his money, the allowance he was paid would increase to double the amount of money he had saved thus far. As soon as the boys are paid their first allowance, Rock runs to the mall to buy something from the Dollar Hut. Brock, however, puts his dollar in his piggy bank and waits for the following Saturday. The next week, their grandfather keeps his deal and pays Rock another dollar, while Brock gets two, which is double the amount of money he had saved. This continues for several weeks until, on week four, Brock's dough redoubled. 4 to 8, Rock was befuddled. Rock got $1, which he promptly spent on wax fangs, tasting like peppermint. The next week, Brock was tempted to buy an awesome toy he wanted to try, a rocket ship with a pop-off hatch. But if he bought it, he'd lose his match. He stopped himself when he reached the store, and so Gramps paid him $8 more. With nada for savings, Rock just got one. He bought some broccoli-flavored gum. The illustrations of this book are extremely bright and colorful, and they draw the reader to look at the highlighted objects of the page, which are usually the items that Rock and Brock want to buy. However, on several of the pages, there is so much clutter, due to the things that Rock has purchased, that the pictures could be considered cramped and distracting. Something nice about the illustrations, however, is the extremely realistic-looking money, in the form of $1 bills. Because the dollars in the pictures look identical to a real dollar that a child could touch, the images help to reinforce the fact that the book is talking about real amounts of money and what that money looks like once it's been doubled. In the background of many pictures are other numbers for children to find, like the date on a calendar and the prices on tags of items that the boys have bought. These numbers will help children learn to read prices and dates aloud from seeing them in a simulated real-life context. The text of the book is written in a child-friendly font, making it easy to read. The entire book is also written in an AABB rhyme scheme, making it interesting to listen to, and helps the flow. The rhyme also causes sentences to be broken into phrases, making longer sentences more manageable for younger children. Unfortunately, some of the words in this story may be unfamiliar to your students, such as miser or tartan plaid. If a new reader tries to read this book to themselves, words like these could prove difficult to understand or read aloud. In the back of this book are two charts, one tracking Brock's savings and one showing what would have happened to his money if he had chosen to buy the toy rocket ship. These charts are a great way to show children how much of a difference it made to Brock's savings to continue doubling the higher amount of money. On the last two pages of the book are tips for children on becoming millionaires like Rock and Brock by showing them how to save their money. These tips also explain the idea of interest and bonuses in kids' terms. This book can be used as a means to help reinforce many Virginia standards of learning using many different types of activities. The charts in the back of the book could be used to create a lesson around the idea of doubling, reflected in Virginia Math SOL 2.9 and 10. Create a chart using the same numbers from the first half of the chart with Brock's real savings. Place addition and equal signs between the appropriate columns to help clarify to students that they will be using addition to complete this chart. Leave some dollar amounts blank and ask students to fill in either the amount Brock must have saved, the amount Gramps matched, or Brock's total. This lesson will reinforce basic addition and introduce the concept of doubling, which will begin to lay the foundation for multiplication. This chart could also be used in another activity reflecting the Virginia Math SOL 2.11. Create another chart similar to the one in the back of the book, but using 1 cent as the initial amount of allowance. Hand the students their charts along with play money and ask them to show you what each addition problem looks like using the appropriate coins to represent the correct total amount. When the amount rises high enough, ask the children to show you a way that you could represent the cost using two or more kinds of coins. This will help reinforce the monetary value of each specific coin, and also how to interpret a written money amount when accompanied with the symbols for dollars and cents. A book that could be used to enhance instruction is My Rows and Piles of Coins by Talola Molel. This story is about a boy named Saruni who wants to save enough money to buy a bicycle so that he can help his mother go to market. Saruni learns saving strategies, goal setting, and prioritizing using similar strategies to the ones the boys use in the book, as well as the tips listed in the back of the book. Overall, I would greatly recommend this book to teachers looking to reinforce the act of doubling, money knowledge, and the money-saving strategies. This book is creatively done, and any class will enjoy the colorful pictures of Rock and Brock and their rhyme-filled experiences learning how to save their allowance. I would like to thank you for tuning in to my podcast book review of Rock, Brock, and the Savings Shock. Again, this is Corey Whittison, education student at the University of Richmond, Virginia, recording on March 6th, 2008, and I urge you to share this book with your students.